Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have another powerful, very important transmission lined up for you today. We are live. It is the 17th day of September 2010. We have our once-a-week visit with Bob Chapman on the economy. And boy, it's going to be a very important time to have him on now with all that's happening. They're admitting that layoffs are at record levels, that the double dip in the housing market has basically begun. Of course, it never really ended. Gold has reached an all-new height after breaking two previous records this week. It's at an all-time high, yet again breaking the last two previous records. The eugenicists are openly pushing the flu vaccine for pregnant women and saying basically that all the school children need it, even though it's admitted in hundreds of publications like the British Medical Journal and the London Telegraph, the Associated Press. But again, that's hidden in the background, never on the nightly news, that massive neurological disorders, brain damage, Guillain-Barré, permanent epilepsy, narcolepsy, where you just pass out routinely when you're driving your car, or walking down the street, or watching TV. I mean, this stuff is frying your brain by design. In fact, guys, I know it's in the stacks from a few weeks ago, but when you go back through the stack from about 2 weeks ago, I want all those Rockefeller Foundation documents where they admittedly created the vaccines that covertly sterilize you and brain damage you. We've had more than 10 reports written at Infowars.com by one of our great writers on that just the last few weeks. But when Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us, I want to bring up some of those issues for her. Because for every 1,000 documents we find, there's tens of thousands we haven't run into. And it's just any time we research, it's all public. They're proud of it. They're proud of how they're sterilizing you. They're proud of how they're brain damaging you. This is not even hidden. Do you understand the magnitude of that? The debate's over. If we bring this information out against them, it's over for them. When we bring the information out about global warming being man-made or even being real, being a fraud, the debate is over. That's why Al Gore gets up there and tells the opposite of the truth and says the debate is over on climate change. It's all man-made. It's deadly. In 5 years, San Francisco will be underwater. L.A. will be underwater. San Diego underwater. Malibu underwater. That's why he's buying, you know, giant houses right on the water. Because he knows the evidence all shows he's a stinking fraud. So he arrogantly claims whatever he wants to, hoping you just shut up and go away. If we move against these people, it's over for them. That's the truth. So we're going to talk about all over the country, school begun, of course, a month ago, and they're forcing children to take a cocktail of deadly shots. That's even better, of course. They then can expand the special ed area with the brain-damaged children and get double or triple or quadruple the funding, federal funding and state funding they would get per pupil. That's a giant cash cow, the brain-damaging. The schools are designed to brainwash your children, to dumb them down, to teach them how to have sex, to teach them how to tattle on you, to teach them how to be environmental cult members, and to teach them how to become brain-damaged. That's just a beautiful system when you realize how hardcore and satanic it is. And, of course, the average teacher has no idea this is going on. They're just compartmentalizing brain damage like everybody else, sucking down fluoride, popping Prozac pills, drinking large amounts of alcohol, watching television all day, being brainwashed further. Well, I'm done. I'm a wild human. I'm a caveman with a high IQ, and I'm not their slave. I'm not their property. I see what they're doing. I see how brazen and out of control it is. And remember, I'm not up here saying all this to shock you. It's worse than I can say. It's worse than I can describe. It's more brazen than I can even imagine. The more I research, it always just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. If I'd have heard Alex Jones 10 years ago, I'd have thought he was a nut. If Alex Jones would have heard Alex Jones, because I didn't know what I knew. Now, 10 years ago. Okay? And that's what scares me, is it's always 1,000 times worse than I could even imagine. But what we know is unspeakably off the chart. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action. Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Friday. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us. We're going into another round of forced chemical biological lobotomies through the H1N1 combined with the seasonal flu shot. I thought we'd go over all the British Medical Journal, the EU Medical Commission, literally hundreds of confirmed mainstream reports. We told you a year and a half ago what was going to happen with the flu. It happened. The brain damage, the death, the injuries are legion, and they're back with another attack. And they're all over the news saying, pregnant women, you get your shot, when the insert of the stinking vaccine says pregnant women shouldn't take this. Now, that's hardcore evil. So we'll be talking to a medical doctor about this coming up in T-minus 51 minutes from now. And then Bob Chapman on the economy. Speaking of the economy, let me just quickly go over this stack, then we'll mine into the data in the third hour. Gold and silver hit new highs for second time in 1 week. It's actually three times, but a good article by Steve Watson up at PrisonPlanet.com. Here's Bloomberg. Gold rises to record on increased demand for wealth protection. Yeah, that fiat paper is getting worse and worse every day. U.S. worker poverty reaches 50-year high, and that's even with federal bookkeepers cooking the numbers. Here's another one, MSNBC, record number of Americans living in poverty. Census Bureau says 43.6 million people in 2009, up near 4 million in a year. So there you have it, up an additional 4 mil in a year. Here's another one. Lost decade for family income. Wall Street Journal. People are getting poor at record numbers, as those last two reports showed. And this is globalism. This is NAFTA and GATT. This is the service economy. And don't worry, they've got even more deindustrialization planned for you. So that's just some of what's coming up on the economic front. And if you think the deindustrialization is an accident, it's stated by the UN, stated by the Club of Rome, stated by the State Department and State Department Memorandum 200 and many others, that the goal of globalism is to bankrupt you. It is to make you so poor and to shut down farms and ranches so you can't be self-sufficient. This is all stated so that you go under government control. So they'll say, we're going to give you a food allowance with a card, but we need to sterilize your butt. And that's the plan, period. And it's finally all over the news. Everywhere I look, but they're saying, is it reasonable what the White House science czar says? He admits carbon taxes are, quote, to deindustrialize the United States. He's been sitting down with at least four different media outlets in the last week admitting it. He sat down with Cyber News Service, and we have his quotes. We'll be going over some of those today. And he said point blank, he said, yes, we want a post-industrial United States. We want to get rid of the economy. And he said, we're going to use the free market to do it. Of course, that's a lie. They're going to use tax incentives where they're going to raise taxes on industries and businesses they don't like, but then give you tax incentives to basically go with this deindustrialization program. And remember yesterday we put out the key search term, eco-fascism. And then I noticed today an article out of The Guardian. And it says, an alternative to the new wave of eco-fascism. And this article goes on to basically say, oh, they mean well with tyranny. It's a loving green tyranny. But we have a better way of doing it. So I'm going to be going over that report. It says, by liberating humanity from the compulsion to consume, climate catastrophe can be averted without recourse to authoritarianism. But they go ahead with a lie that climate's changing. And see, now it's not just global warming. They say any change, a thunderstorm, a dust storm, a tornado, man did it. You've got to pay an indulgence to the private corporations, to the central banks. So we're going to be going over that report. And we've also got this other London Guardian report, the powerful coalition that wants to engineer the world's climate. And they say, oh, they want to spray barium salts and aluminum dioxides on the population, spray it into the atmosphere to reflect the sun's rays to save us. And Bill Gates will get billions a year to run these companies. And you notice barium salts, aluminum dioxide is what the chemtrail experts, scientists, environmentalists, others that really studied it going back 15 years ago, they were proven completely correct. They said secret groups with secret government programs are spraying aluminum dioxide and barium salts in the atmosphere to reflect the sun's rays out. But it also poisons the soil, hurts trees and other crops, just plant life across the board. And then magically, 15 years later, it's all over the news. Yes, we've been testing spraying barium salts, aluminum dioxide. It's all for your own good. And just suddenly the last 2 years, we literally have just a whole desk of stacks of patents and government reports and universities and Department of Energy and every other major government. They're just spraying 24/7 everywhere. I mean, it's just wild. Hundreds of different programs that were secret that are now partially declassified. They're just wall to wall manipulating the weather and probably creating a lot of the extreme weather we've seen as a pretext to sell all of this carbon taxing. And continuing with the Holdren situation, Paul Watson has a detailed report that is up on PrisonPlanet.com that takes the background info and then integrates it in with all these other mainstream reports about how great it is they're spraying aluminum on you, how great it is they're spraying barium salts on you, how great it is that, oh, there's patents added to the jet fuel so the airlines can help without even having to, you know, pay any extra money. The government's got secret programs to pay the the jet fuel makers to add it. Oh, it's so sweet. It's so loving. It's so good. It's been so secret and now admitted. But continuing, geoengineering killing off the useless eaters, and it dovetails with this CNS report. Holdren uses free market to get back to the Stone Age, and he says that's what we want. We're going to destroy our industrial society. But that's not actually the full story. They admit, and this is what I've been telling you for more than 12 years since I discovered this information. Others knew it before I did. It's all out there and publicly available. The globalists going back 60 years said, we will freeze in the Western world, in the developing world, in the third world, we will freeze industrial development. The central banks will get everybody in debt. They will take over the free market. Then they will not allow loans to anyone who tries to further industrialize or develop sciences. Then all of those technologies, robotics, manufacturing, nanotech, healthcare, that will be delivered by this new corporate global government to universities and private corporations in armored reservations, like the J.J. Pickle Center in North Austin, where they've got a nuclear reactor and all sorts of secret stuff, and the general public doesn't even know it. They've got these reservations everywhere, but that's a low-tech reservation compared to Los Alamos and other labs they've got and things like CERN. And so they will accelerate hyper technology for the global corporations. They will freeze the development for the general public. They'll allow a few new little developments and roll them out slowly for profit making. But under national security, they'll freeze everything else. They'll take control of web development through cybersecurity and freeze that. Any country that's not part of the New World Order system, there's only a handful of them now, will be attacked. Will be economically attacked, physically attacked, you know, militarily attacked. They won't be able to develop even 50, 60-year-old nuclear reactor technology for energy. They'll be frozen. They'll be bombarded. They'll have internal revolutions funded by the globalists. This is all stated. All stated. And they will develop and have developed now, this goes back over 60 years, hyper-advanced technologies that are kept secret from the public. Now, I told you more than a decade ago, I was reading MIT reports and documents that were public where they admitted they already had basically crystal balls, high-tech computer systems. They call them crystal balls. People laughed at me. Now, it's all over mainstream news. Google has crystal ball. They can predict mass movements over 99% of the time with pure accuracy, individual movements 93% of the time, just off cell phone tracking. They've got algorithms. It's all jacked in. That's 30 years old. Believe me, right now, they can tell the future. Okay, right now, they've got bioweapons and chemical weapons that will kill anybody comes in contact with them. They've got race-specific, individually down to your name and number in these giant government factory systems where in a matter of hours, they admit, with your blood sample, which they have everyone's blood sample, if you're 39 years, it's now been 39 years or younger, they have your blood, worldwide program, now declassified. It's in a bioweapons lab. They've got these giant government-funded factories where they admit they can go in with these genetic engineer systems and create a, generally based on mousepox, bioweapon that will only kill you. That's a perfect assassination weapon. So, I mean, they've got it all, and that's why they're so arrogant, and they don't care if you know there's a world government. That's why they're coming out, yeah, we're chemtrailing you. That's why they're coming out going, yeah, tenfold increase in convulsions and brain damage, and it's the vaccines, and there's nothing you're going to do about it. We're going to inject you with it. I mean, this is the hardcore reality, ladies and gentlemen. This is why they're so arrogant. And already, we've got the confirmed reports, even from the Forestry Service, all over the United States, all over Canada, all over Europe. People are unable to grow many crops now because there's so much aluminum in the soil. And that's just one factor of this. But don't worry, Monsanto's coming out with entire seed lines of plants that grow in aluminum. You start to figure this out, don't you? And who is the nation and Congress? It also has a report out. Who are they reporting? Of course, has XC Blackwater working for them? Monsanto. They got a plan. They launched it. It's called scientific tyranny. And cops and FBI and all of you that love the system and are on petty power trips, bureaucrats, all of you, you better figure out you and your family are in the crosshairs. But you're not going to listen. You're going to get the flu shot. And a lot of you that get it, your child's going to have a convulsion, and then you'll be on the team. But you want to get hurt.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Remember when Alex told you to spell freedom, F-O-O-D? Well, it was true. Food prices are going up even for eFoods Direct. This will require the first price increase in 3 years. Legislation is in process to outlaw growing and sharing of food. Millions of families are being forced to depend on the government to feed them. Food prices are going up for Americans because other countries are buying our food. The most important thing Americans can do for freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of food. Because of your huge response to this buy three get one free special, it will be continued for 7 more days until September 27th. The new price increase will take effect September 28th. eFoods Direct is helping fight for your freedom, spelled F-O-O-D, every way they can. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? You trust the government. Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237. Extension 242.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
We need to wake up. I'm talking about myself included. We need to face just how real this scientific dictatorship, this global corporate crime syndicate is. If we don't man up and really get real and make fighting this system and waking others up our main focus, we're going to lose. I like going to the movies or going and watching a UFC fight as much as the next person. But every time I do, I feel guilty afterwards. But we're designed to have some enjoyment. We're designed to enjoy some leisure.
but we're way out of balance. We're obsessed with entertainment. We're obsessed with satiating ourselves. We're not focused, myself included, like we should be against a threat this real. We have true, bona fide, grade A, hardcore, supercharged despotism sitting on our backs, and we've got to get it off our backs. And it can be defeated, because even if you've got evil people working for this corrupt system, you can explain to them that, hey, I know you're on a power trip being compartmentalized within the structure and having some power, but you are being targeted by this system as well. And this is leading us very quickly to a nightmare prison planet. Now, I want to shift gears into the attacks on free speech and the First Amendment. We talked about it yesterday, how in Ohio, multiple towns and cities are saying no Tea Party demonstrations allowed because the state is basically saying they're hate groups. Lawsuits have been filed. Supreme Court Justice Breyer is on ABC News saying we may ban burning Korans because that's not a free speech right, which is asinine. We have just got massive reports along these lines pouring out. But then, a few days ago, we saw some local news articles on this and wrote a story about it. Now we discovered and confirmed what Wayne Madsen said. It turned out it was all over the newspapers in Pennsylvania, breaking yesterday. Pennsylvania Homeland Security employed Israeli company to suppress American political speech. And this group is definitely Mossad Shin Bet. They get funds from the federal and state governments all over the country. In just 1 year, they got 125,000. It turns out they're not a nonprofit like the media said. And it was to spy on anti-gas drilling groups, environmental groups, tea parties. It first broke because this group put out reports demonizing tea parties and demonizing anyone that wants tax cuts. The quotes in the newspapers were that by saying you don't want taxes, that threatens government infrastructure because, God forbid, citizens get involved in government, as we're supposed to here on Constitution Day, 220-plus years after the signing of the Constitution, the ratification of the Constitution. Heaven forbid that citizens actually be involved in their government and get taxes cut. So it started there, but now it turns out they were at the G20 in Pittsburgh. And that they were spying on the activist groups. We saw private groups, this is admitted, driving around, grabbing citizens off the streets for no reason, throwing them into cars. Rob Dew was arrested. He was at a military armory with police and military and saw people being brought off the backs of trucks and vans with bags on their heads. Luke Radowski was arrested. So you know, my crew has been in the middle of this. And it turns out that when, and this is covered in Police State 4, the rise of FEMA, that Rob Dew and the guys, I sent them to the military base at the start of the G20, or the night before it started, because they had a press release out saying that the National Guard would be used against citizens, and it had the name of the public information officer. So they pull up politely and say, hi, we're here, with Alex Jones. We're here to find out what's going on, what the military is going to do. We'd like to interview your public information officer. And they said, stay here. 20 minutes later, they came back and they said, we're not going to talk to you. Get out of here. They got me on the phone. I talked to the guy. It's all on video in the film. And he just said, no, you're not real media. Get out of here. And so the guys peacefully drove away. And then the police came and called him and said, you're a terrorist. You're going to be in a terror database the rest of your life. And that's the end of it. You don't protest in America. You don't go to a military base and ask to speak to the public information officer who was saying, you know, media, come talk to me if you have questions. And it turns out an Israeli company was intimately involved in all of this. And so is this not high treason? I mean, I know Israel's supposed to be our little ally in all of this, but I have a question for everybody. Our government's been taken over by private corporations. Blackwater's being used domestically, now XE. If you had a Chinese company hired coast to coast to spy on citizens and to list Tea Party people as terrorists, would that be a big deal? You know, is Glenn Beck going to talk about an Israeli company spying on the Tea Party? Don't hold your breath. But we are going to cover it. Pennsylvania Homeland Security employed Israeli company to suppress American political speech. They're now being sued by multiple groups. That's all coming up on the other side. Israeli secret police in America.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than you think.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young man fighting. I'm going to have Rob Due pop in, tell you what he saw at the G20, just to remind folks. And it turns out this Israeli intelligence-connected company was involved spying on the citizens. And not just with the G20. And being paid by the state to compile a list of people they said posed a terrorist threat. Now, the governor is apologizing for this. They want to keep all this secret. But remember NLE 09 and NLE 010 this year with FEMA. In the FEMA press releases, it said troops from 14 countries training to take on the American people. Then I sent Rob Due and Jason Douglas a few months ago to Chicago. And they had multiple drills of putting Americans in the sports stadium and putting up barbed wire. They had multiple drills with Polish and other troops practicing to take on the American people. They admit in the Washington Post that they've got a North American Union SPP deal to use, quote, Mexican and Canadian troops in the U.S. At the G20 this year, they used U.S. forces the cities where they had the G20 meeting. This is being done everywhere. And they had black and blue vans pulling up with people in shorts and T-shirts grabbing citizens and throwing them in vans and putting bags over their heads. Same thing at the G20 a year and a half ago in England. The same thing is being done everywhere. And they do it in front of news cameras. And we put out National Guard snatches and grabs people with that video from the G20. And we got contacted that day by G20 private security at this office. I called the number back. It was the official G20 command center number. And they said, we're not going to tell you our names. You can see our number and caller ID. Those were private security forces who wear U.S. Army National Guard uniforms. So, I mean, that's classic third world. You ever seen Romancing the Stone? Great movie with Douglas in it, where the bad guy is all over the Latin American countries, and one time he's a general, next he's a colonel, then he's a police chief. He's always wearing, what's his name, Zorro or something in it. The point is, that's really what a secret police is like. They do whatever they want. You don't know who they are. They've got fake IDs. They're foreign. And they're just running around doing whatever they want. So this report is so big. Remember back in the 1990s, in fact, I think it was 1994. Will you guys search engine Mossad caught in San Francisco breaking into police files? And they actually got convicted for it. Or it was Mossad acting as ADL. Headline, ADL caught breaking into police files. And it turned out they were paying off police and basically running the police department intelligence unit. And so this is real, ladies and gentlemen. And I talked about this yesterday and saw the YouTube video, people commenting, I can't believe Alex is criticizing Israel. He never does that. We've done hundreds of videos criticizing when Israel does things like this. People every time say, this is the first time I've ever seen it. I've never seen it. Look, we criticize anybody who is in here violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And imagine, again, if the Chinese were doing this, if our government had hired the Chinese to come in and spy on Americans and to be involved, the evidence is beginning to show, in the snatching and grabbing. And Luke talked about seeing the trucks and vans come in, people with bags on their heads. They would take people and strip them down and then make fun of them and laugh at them. Rob Dew saw this go on. Rob Dew just tried to go to the military and say, I'd like to talk to your spokesperson. And then they called the police and said they were trying to blow up the base. I mean, this just out of hand. You're an American scumbag media. You come to the U.S. Army and politely say, it's all on video in the film. We have the footage shot from the car, very politely saying, yes, sir, we'd like to. We saw your press release. We said the media should make inquiries here at the base to talk to the military. And they just came out and called the police and said, hey, these are terrorists. They were sneaking around, maybe trying to attack the base. Pulled right up to the front. This is what America is now. This is bona fide, hardcore tyranny. This is everything we supposedly fought the Soviets over and fought the Nazis over. And Israel's a police state. England's a police state. The United States is a hardcore police state. They're setting up checkpoints all over the country now, searching people. And the police are in NBC News saying, quote, we can do whatever we want. You don't have any rights. And then here's this article. Government bans Tea Party from celebrating U.S. Constitution. Today is Constitution Day. They tried to get a permit for 2 months in multiple towns. They already, at the beginning of the year, were denied the right to demonstrate. First they trick you and say you've got to get a permit. Then they deny the permit. You don't need a permit to demonstrate. Only if you're going to block roads for a parade, for a commercial parade. They're training you, you can't demonstrate. They're training you, you don't have rights. I noticed in Chicago, tens of thousands of police demonstrated yesterday, and I read the articles closely. They didn't get a permit, but the police didn't go after them. And I say that's good, because you don't need a stinking permit to go protest outside City Hall or the police station. I couldn't believe a few months ago in Austin, a local group went and got a permit to protest. You just give in to this evil when you do that. A permit? That's like a permit to own a gun. It's outrageous. I'm not criticizing people. I'm just sick of it. But look at this. Pennsylvania Homeland Security puts anti-tax protesters on list of terror threats. Pittsburgh Tribune Review. Lawsuits are now filed. But it was every group. It was peaceful groups. Remember Fahrenheit 9/11 showed groups in Houston and in Northern California who would bake cookies and sit around and talk about peace. And they had police informants inside their groups. Remember what came out back in November of 2008? It's in the Obama deception. that Ron Paul was being watched in Houston at his End the Fed rally, and then in Dallas, we were being watched, and it said in the Army report that was leaked to us by Patriots, at Camp Mabry, by the way, it said in the report, don't let them know you're Army, they may kill you. You got a multiracial crowd out there saying, we don't want banker bailouts, we want the Federal Reserve audited, and because of that, and notice the year after that, the House passed the law. The Senate blocked it to audit the Fed. And the Army was there. The Army. Well, if you don't like the Army spying on you, how about Israeli operatives? How about Israeli operatives paid taxpayer money to spy on everybody? Did you guys find the ADL caught breaking into police intelligence files? It's everywhere. It's from the... Call Watson. He's the ultimate master of searches, even better than me. He'll be able to find it. I don't want to make a claim here and then not put it up on screen. We must put it up on screen. Let me think of the exact search headline. That's it. ADL caught stealing police intelligence files. I mean, that's it. ADL caught stealing police intelligence files. No, I know you are. I'm just trying to get the answer to the thing so we can get that out there for people. Okay, let's go to Rob Dew about this. Rob, I mean, what do you think of the fact that you now learn that not only was the Army out there spying on people, but that the Israeli Mossad-connected private intelligence group?
After going to the G20, nothing surprises me anymore. I mean, these these people are out of control. They treated everybody that I saw there, you know, these were peaceful protesting citizens, and they were treated like common criminals. We were locked up, and they told us to leave, and I started to walk up a hill where they were coming down the hill. They had scheduled this to be an entrapment exercise. They call it kettling. And so they rounded up a bunch of people. Most of them were college kids that weren't even protesting. They just happened to be on the campus, walking around their boxer shorts and T-shirts. Anyway, halfway through the night, they start bringing in people. The one guy that I particularly saw, he was breathing heavy. He had the bag over his head, and then they had him hogtied with the handcuffs by, and they had four guys, one on each limb, carrying him in. And he seemed like, he was maybe not hyperventilating, but breathing really heavy. He was very distressed. And they brought him into a room, set him in a chair. I guess. I don't know what they did, but they had a video camera on him the whole time and two guys sitting outside the room looking at him with the door open. And this guy couldn't have been more than, 95, 115 pounds. He wasn't that big at all. And you could tell the mindset with these guys that were watching us. They thought they were doing, God's work. And it was really distressing to see that, especially because people were listening to the police. When they said to move, they were trying to move, but then they had already blocked off the streets and kettled them in, and so there was nowhere to go.
Now, they were trying to set a precedent
to not protest.
They were trying to set a precedent to scare everybody so less and less people come out and protest. The statistics show worldwide where these exact same tactics of the stormtrooper outfits, the hired provocateurs, so the police can attack the peaceful crowds. Yeah. This is being done by design. Guys, you can zoom in with the document cam video here on the screen. Spy case updated. Former policeman Tom Girard returned to San Francisco from the Philippines May 7th and was immediately arrested on four counts of conspiracy, stealing government documents. The stolen records and police intelligence files were ordered destroyed in 1990 and contained information on thousands of individuals and hundreds of groups ranging across the political spectrum. Some 1,200 of the individuals listed on his files are Arab Americans who have never broken any laws. And it goes in to talk about the Anti-Defamation League basically hiring police officers and police departments all over California to give them these files. But now they don't even need to do that. Now they can just go and get paid by the government and be tied into Homeland Security. So you've got a foreign power who's been caught spying on the U.S. over and over again, now being paid to advise Homeland Security, now being paid to be inside Homeland Security and to spy on the American people.
Yeah, and if you go ask a question about it, they're going to send, sick the sheriff on you, which is what they did to us. We went up there. You could see it all in Police State 4. We laid it all out on the line. We drove up. It was me and Jason Burmis, asked to speak to the PAO. He finally comes out. We ask him a couple questions. He doesn't want to answer anything on camera, doesn't want to talk to us, doesn't like our credentials, says it's the middle of the night when it was, 7:50 p.m., in the evening. It wasn't that late. We leave. A car follows us as we're leaving, gets off after an exit and does a turnaround. But they were waiting for us on the opposite side of the road, facing the opposite direction. They turn around and get behind us. And, you know, and then we get back to the hotel, and then all of a sudden, Jason Douglas, who wasn't even there with us, he got a call because, you know, we got the rental car in his name. So they traced it down from the license plate and got the rental car company, and then we're sicking the sheriff on him, telling him, well, you might be terrorists. We're worried about you guys. And all we were doing was covering the event and following up on a lead that we got sent to us. And that's against the law, I guess.
Guys, you can zoom in. Here's a Counterpunch article. By Alexander Cockburn, Counterpunch, ADL snoops, and then it gets into all the spying really all over the country with police departments, and it's the ADL that trains the police departments. So if they've been caught buying off cops, having cops give them the files, who then later go to work for them, why is the ADL then now, 15 years later, in even more control of our police?
That's pretty scary. I mean, it makes you wonder who's running things. Who is really running the power structure there, because the police are supposed to be local, and that's why they bring these chief of police from out of town. They don't have any ties to the community. Our sheriff, our police chief now, he's from L.A., and probably the next guy will be from, you know, somewhere else. It'll probably be from Afghanistan.
Oh, no, they admittedly have a special federal government commission that recommends the chiefs, and when Arde Saveda was about to get the job a few months ago for Dallas police chief, it said the feds were recommending him.
Oh, yeah.
So
but he plays ball.
But they were also recommending some other ones, and so this is what they do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, entrapping people with illegal gun buys, you know, having illegal go in and pose and buy a gun, you know, that was all set up through the local police. And, you know, where in the Constitution does it say, you know, the local police should go out and set up sting operations for people selling firearms? You know, the guy had a license. How is he supposed to know it's not, you know, his license isn't real or that guy's an illegal? How is he supposed to know?
No, the government gives the illegal aliens driver's license, and they go buy a gun, lie about it, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Because, hey, you're helping put American veterans in prison, and that's the enemy. Yeah. Remember what these ADL Southern Poverty Law Center reports. They're all aimed at the American people. They're all aimed at gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. And you've got all these Glenn Beck-type neocons that worship anything Israel does. And meanwhile, they're the ones being spied on and put in the files.
Yeah, they don't realize it. They're just doing the work for them, I guess. You've got these...
Well, look at Israel itself. There's a lot of people that don't like some of the corrupt things Israel does in Israel. And if media people report... they have something worse in Israel than what England has with the D notices. But the government will say you're not allowed to report on that. They'll actually go arrest scientists or reporters. I mean, Israel is a police state. And this is what governments do. They try to come in and buy influence in governments and get power because Israel wants all of those tens of billions of dollars in aid the U.S. gives them. But I support Ron Paul. I say get rid of all the foreign aid.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and let's see what these countries do now. You know, take the money and, you know, spend it here.
But that's just the aid we know about. Then you have all these hundreds of Israeli groups and others. There's a lot of British intel groups operating, but Israel's the lion's share, operating domestically, spying on us.
Right.
I mean, I have the ADL Southern Poverty Law Center saying I'm the grand poobah, the great enemy. And you know why?
Because radio talk show host.
Well, they really hate me because I'm not a white supremacist.
Right.
Because I protest the Klan. Because I'm against any group that's violating people's rights. And I put out the info in a way that is widely accepted and palatable, and that isn't racial or religious or bigoted. That's why the government's been caught funding Hal Turner and funding them. I saw another article out of Florida, white supremacist rallies. They're all feds.
Mm-hmm.
We see them all the time. German white supremacists, it comes out, are feds. Because they're there to say, we don't like the Federal Reserve. We don't like the war. And by the way, you know, let's kill all the Jews to make it sound horrible. Well, that's why those groups are being funded. You see, because all we're fighting is organized crime, whether it's British organized crime, Israeli organized crime, Federal Reserve organized crime. Everybody's against organized crime, whether you're German, Chinese, Jewish, Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm against the out-of-control Jewish mafia. I'm against the MS-13 Mecha La Raza crowd. That's all that is a gang. And then they use political correctness to make people who aren't corrupt stand down and put up with the corruption. Oh, you don't like foreign Mossad spying on you? You don't like them putting out lists of citizens to be snatched and grabbed off the street? Oh, you don't like them lobbying to have, you know, Ohio ban people's rallies? Oh, well, you must be a racist. See how that works?
Yeah.
But it doesn't work anymore, dude.
No, people are realizing that it's all a bunch of BS. And, the whole racist talk is getting old, and people are seeing through it. You can go onto the message boards. Anytime I read an article with a racist slant, I'll go down and read the comments. People are like, this is not really happening. You know, Tea Partiers are not racist people. They're people fed up because they're being taxed too much. They want to spend their
money. Well, the feds are sending racists in, and they can always find some camp follower useful idiots to be part of that.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're against corruption. Look at history. The Chinese government's always corrupt throughout history. The British government constantly corrupt. The German government, the French government, the Japanese government. This is corruption we're fighting.
They make the Italian mafia look like a little league. They really do. With the amount of government corruption that's out there now, it's insane.
And they've gotten away with it, and they run all the main regulators to the point of Bloomberg can come out and put out reports where the major insurance companies made a deal with the government 10 years ago to steal 6 million veterans' death benefits, and the government says, we changed the rule, we're allowed to steal your money.
Yeah.
I mean, this, and then you protest it, and they'll have an Israeli mob group spy on your butt.
Yeah. I mean, people should be going out and protesting anyway.
No. Yeah, exactly. The mafia today is just government agencies and private.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Let me read over some of this Counterpunch article. This is from the mid-1990s. In fact, we'll give you a video screenshot of this if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. The headline is, "Where the Spies Journalist, the ADL Snoops." And it goes on to say, "The ADL claims to be the nation's leading defender against prejudice and bigotry. But in this incident, it targets were members of the African National Congress and its supporters, and apparently everyone, Arab and non-Arab, who had the temerity to criticize Israel. This includes some who drove to Arab community events where the ADL's fact finder, Roy Bullock, and the cop, Tom Girard, this is just one case of many, took turns writing down their license plates, which Girard, in turn, ran the addresses through the California Motor Vehicles record. That's illegal. The spying efforts proved to be part of a much larger intelligence-gathering operation targeting some 12,000 individuals and more than 600 left-of-center organizations in Northern California. After the first flurry of publicity, the ADL spin doctor successfully kept the story from receiving the national coverage that the situation warranted, but the story hasn't gone away. Last November, the California Court of Appeals handed down a decision that paves the way for a major test later this year of the ADL's penchant for spying on its enemies. It was the most significant episode in a slow-moving class action suit filed in 93. And then it just goes on from there and all the other police departments where it was going on. Now, we now fast forward to 2010. Pennsylvania Homeland Security employed Israeli company to suppress American political speech. And it turns out at the G20, they would finger a group who they were spying on, left, right, didn't matter. Then they would send SWAT teams to arrest them. And now this year they've been caught $125,000 to spy on Tea Party groups and to then list them as potential terrorists, mainline Tea Parties. And they've got The Nation reporting Blackwater's doing similar things, now known as XE. It is a free-for-all. There are tens of billions of dollars conservatively spent every year for defense contractors to have HUMET, human intelligence on the ground, digital intelligence, surveillance, and they're just in there spying on everybody, and it's so illegal. And the governor's now apologizing, saying, oh, this is illegal, I'm sorry, and lawsuits are flying. All of this is going on. And in mainline environmental groups, land rights groups, you're all being spied on. But don't let that scare you. The bad guys are spying on you because they know that you know that the government's out of control and that different mafias have come in and bought off the Congress, and it's a free-for-all. See, we've always had corruption, but now it's really going to seed. We're going to go to break and come back and cover some more news. Then Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's joining us. Can really save some lives by exposing the new flu hoax they're pushing. Will you guys print me some articles on pregnant women told to take vaccine? Thank you. Or maybe in my folder. Thanks. It's in my folder. Thank you. I'm going to tell you about Inner Health Botanicals. You know, being under all this chemical and biological assault, vitamins and nutrients and minerals and key cofactors are absolutely essential, but Interfood, their main product, is 20 superfoods, so your body absorbs almost all of it. Find out about their 20 organic ingredients in the Interfood. Then they have their healthy special coffee infused with all sorts of key botanicals. They've got just a great line of amazing products that you won't see on store shelves every day. So give them a call, 866-762-9238. I take Interfood. My wife does. We love it. Rob Jacobson's addicted to it, 866-762-9238, or innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com. And last but not least, don't forget that we're running this special until these run out. You get a free Jesse Ventura book at Infowars.com. You can go check out the specials. You buy a copy of the Obama Deception, a key video to get people to wake them up about the whole globalist takeover, and they get a free $24.95 hardcover Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies at Infowars.com, and your purchase makes the broadcast possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.